I'm not a patient man. I can be patient, but I have to force myself. I've always believed that the sooner you deal with a problem, the faster you can move on to the next one. In the panic of that first day when I was diagnosed with cancer, I thought, get them out of my body. Get them out now. Well, that's not the way it works. I've had to learn to wait. Wait for a treatment, wait for results of a scan, wait to see what the disease is going to do next. Last week, I met with a doctor who does a radiation procedure that we think might work for the tumors on my spine. I had hoped he'd tell me all I have to do is come in, lie on the table, let the machine do what it does, and the tumors would die. Or at least they'd be held in place. But nothing is ever as simple as we'd like it to be, especially in cancer world. This doctor agreed with my doctors at Johns Hopkins. We should wait to see if the tumors are actually growing. Wait to see if they eat away enough of my spine to be a threat. Wait for symptoms. And by symptoms, they mean pain. There are risks with every procedure. You have to balance those risks with the expected outcome. But the risks change over time. As things get worse, a risk that seemed too great earlier may sound more than reasonable. The doctor I saw last week kept saying that I looked very healthy. And his concern, and the concern of my other doctors, is that we not make things worse. If I'm feeling good now, why take the chance of serious side effects from the procedure? After all, as he and others have said, this is about as good as it's going to get for me in terms of my health. He didn't have to finish the thought. We all know that at some point, my health is going to start to decline as the cancer starts to make itself felt. So what we'll probably end up doing is waiting. Another month, maybe two. Then another round of scans to see what the tumors are doing. Maybe then we'll see something, good or bad, that will make deciding what to do a little easier. But one thing you learn early on, cancer is not a disease of stark blacks or whites. It's painted in grays. I think the hardest thing is just not knowing what's going on inside me. I know the tumors are in there, doing their best to kill me. I know we've killed several of them. But we really have no idea what they're doing now. I'm very conscious of my back and spine, waiting for the slightest twinge of pain. But I'm pretty sure that if something really goes wrong with my spine, if one of the vertebrae fractures, I'll know it. So in the meantime, I guess I'll just have to be patient. Really, I can do this. No problem.